after Toby. Y'all stay
man,
tuned.
I'm sorry, man. Well, I tell you, man. Hey, that was my bad. We got connected somehow. But we're going to play catch up real quick. Good, Tone?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to catch up real quick. What is that? Okay. Hey, y'all, I'm back, man. It, you know, hey, I'm out of the picture a little bit. Got to move me over. There we go. Go ahead. That's good. Right there. Go back. That's it. Right there. We can deal with that. There you go. There you go. Perfect. Hey, man, I tell you, we were doing good there for a minute, man. We had a lot of comments. Y'all check back in, please. Check back in. But anyways, you know, as I was saying before was ruling, KD casted a spell on me or something, man. And he made that happen. Because he ain't like me talking about how people want to wait till they get money before they decide that they want to, you know, chime in.
Spirit did that. You know, they ain't want you to go ahead and dampen their spirit. You know what I'm saying? So they just wanted you to hold off on that, there, folks. You know what I'm saying? That's all that was.
Hey, but anyway, man, we're going to make sure that we do this the right way. We're going to give away our first $50. Y'all good with that?
Yeah. Cross, what's good for Thanksgiving, baby? What's good?
Hey, man.
Where you at?
Yeah, where you at, Top Dog?
You going to be in ATL? You going to be in Duval?
You
gonna be,
yeah, where you going to be at, man? Well, I want to ask you that, KD. What's good for Thanksgiving?
Man, you know, if my mom was still here, brother, no, we have no choice to go anywhere.
Right,
you know
but there.
Don't have to worry about
you ain't gotta worry
where you're
going
to go, and all, especially when you become a single man or whatever. You don't know where you're going and all that there. So, I don't know, but you know, brother got choice. You know, you, your house, they house, his house. Them house,
of course,
them house. Nah, I don't know, bro. Right now, I'm trying to do something at the house because, you know, Pop's in the crib, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Have some new grub on. May take him over to his place where he get all the good goods over there. Karaka in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Is he going to be in town?
Oh, he ain't coming home.
And I ain't coming that way. And he said, I ain't. He's letting you know, Diggy, hey. Perfect. Y'all have it down there. Y'all do your thing. Prayers to you. He send the blessings and all that there. But he ain't coming. I understand that, brother.
Hey, yeah, we understand. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Hey, but we appreciate you. You in here with spirit anyway. You know what I mean? You here in spirit anyway.
You know I can't see all that.
Now. All right.
So we got 1,000 places to visit.
Come to Jacksonville. I got 1,000 places to stay because it's all love with all my brothers.
All day long.
All day long.
All day
you better know it. You better know it.
Who want to come to a hot place?
I don't know.
Go to Denver.
Mike Mitchell, he clocked back in, baby. We was oh, there you go, Mike Mitchell. Hey, Troy, you too, man. We finna give away our first monies, man.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So, Mike Mitchell, we appreciate you. You know what I mean? Even though the guys in the background will help, it helping. He said, "Have a blessed Thanksgiving to you too, Tony."
Appreciate it, thank
Mike
you,
Mitchell.
Thank
blessed
you.
Thanksgiving to you too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's Troy.
You,
he's a
Mike.
Good guy,
appreciate
man.
You, appreciate
all right, so we gonna give away our first money.
Let's
wait
do
a minute.
It.
Let's do this first. All right.
Bob Dukes, I see you watching.
All right, so this is what we're going to do.
We're going to give away that money.
The,
that
first thing, the first thing we're going to do is that all the monies, you can pick them up tomorrow. Okay? You got me? All the money, you can pick it up tomorrow. Now, I would rather you have Zelle so I can send it right to your bank account. If you have Zelle and you win, I want you to go to Luke Stroh Facebook page and put your name in and your number where I could call you so we can make sure we get everybody taken
care
of.
Yeah, they don't want it. They don't cash out there. They
cash app, I don't
their
have.
Their bank account is in the negative.
Don't
so
have.
You can't send it.
Don't
them.
Have.
They
don't
take
have.
All their money.
Well, don't have cash app. Sorry, we don't have cash app.
Oh, y'all just meet up with us and get the money.
Oh, cash. Yeah, you can come to the set and get your money.
Yeah, then after you leave, may get knocked off the head and get the tape, but come on now,
hey,
baby.
You
y'all
can come,
doing
you can,
the bag with
you can,
hand,
you can
baby.
Come to the set and get your money, but make
bring
sure
a plate.
Make sure
bring a plate.
Bring a plate.
Bring
but
a plate.
If you win, you guys come to text me on your Facebook, give me your number so I could call you, and then we could talk and I could do your Zelle. If you win the money, just call me and we'll figure out a way where you can get your money.
Correct.
Maybe you could come to the podcast and pick it up.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, 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 yes.
What did you say?
Karaka said he may be down here in Christmas. We need to get together. So
okay.
Most deaf.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do that all day, man, when you come in town, you know? But, you know, we got to make sure that we do this the right way. So what I'm going to do is, y'all can see my laptop. I'm going to turn it around. Let me get up. And then we are going to we're gonna spin this little wheel we have, and it's going to land on a name.
Let y'all know.
And let y'all know we ain't being foolery.
Because it's real, right,
so
it's authentic.
Right. So I'm going to get up. Don't look. Can you see? I'm going to get up. Right? I'm going to turn it around. And Tone Loke, tell me
what
you're
going to see. I can see it on here, too, so my folks can see what they got going on. I should be able to see it on here. Where we at? Wait, it's a delay, so hold on. It's coming in. I'll let you know if I see it.
I'm going to move. You want me to? You can't see it on mine?
Why I can't not? See it on.
Why not? Can you see it?
Yeah.
You see both good. Huh?
So this show tonight is all about giving away right now. So, you know.
You ready?
Hold on. Do what now? You got to come over a little bit on my phone. I can't.
So
where's it at, right? Good?
Yeah.
They got Wheel of Fortune on this thing, baby.
You see who won? Everybody see one?
Who won?
That money!
But what he's going to do is he's going to donate his money to some charity.
So, do we have
to? That ain't me.
Who is that? Let me remove that.
I know who that is.
We're going to move that. Remove it.
It's the winner.
And we're going to spin it again.
So, Fat Money won. Fat Money.
Here we go.
I'm KD.
Jessica P.
Jessica P won.
Jessica Pew. We got you, people.
Yep, we got you. Jessica won. That's the first one. So Jessica P is the first one to win.
Fat Money's the first one to win.
Well, Fat Money, it was a mistake. I made a mistake and put him in there. But I get it, though. I get it.
There's some instructions on your page.
All right. Those are instructions on the page. For the money, go to Luke Stroh and down it to the Corner Pocket Podcast and tell them just to call me or what have you. So the first winner is...
Don't they have to be live to win?
What you mean?
Don't they have to be live watching the show tonight?
No. They might be busy.
That's their problem.
No.
See, the other part.
If that's the case, you ain't got nobody watching.
Then guess what? I got 38 people watching.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No. Do you see 38 people watching on here, Tony?
It just dropped.
It dropped down to one.
It just dropped.
It dropped down to one. Lamarck, what's happening, baby? What's happening, fam? You feel me? I know I'm looking, man. I need to shave, man.
You don't need to do nothing, boss. It is what it is. We real. We raw. And we authentic, baby.
All right, that's what's up.
We ain't got our makeup people to come in here.
No, we didn't.
We got
none
of that
off.
There.
We let them off
this week.
Yeah, we did.
You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Yeah, we did.
You got to read Lamarck's comment.
All right, what was it?
You said?
Phenom.
You got to read it.
Yeah. He said, what's up, Phenom? He called me the Phenomenon. He called me the Phenom. You know what I'm saying?
Who is this, Lamarck?
That's Lamarck. That's Mark. Hey, Mark, don't let this cat right here tell you nothing else different. You good.
What this?
I mean.
I'm going to leave that alone. Let y'all have y'all the time together.
Look, we got the voice and the Phenom.
The
All right, so check this out, y'all. Man, I don't want to hear what y'all are talking about. Y'all crazy. All right, check this out. We want y'all to listen to this to tell us what y'all think. This is our first part, our first piece.
He was a Jew, and he didn't come to create a religion. The Bible, as we know it, didn't even exist when Jesus walked the earth. Not when Paul wrote his letters, not when Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John recorded their accounts. The Bible was literally compiled hundreds of years later by a pagan emperor for political reasons. That should tell you something. Now, does that mean we throw the Bible out? No, I love the Bible. I read the Bible every day. It's the most important book in my life. But it does mean we have to stop worshiping it like it's God and be honest with ourselves and start listening to the truth that is behind it. And if you doubt me, do your own research. The Bible is literally voted on by a bunch of politicians and bishops in a room deciding what made the cut and what didn't, out of mounds of text, centuries after the fact. That's like building your spiritual life around the minutes of a corporate board meeting. And Jesus never said, read my book, because the Bible didn't exist when Jesus was here. He said, follow me. His gospel was not about denominations, and it wasn't about brick and mortar churches. He was talking about the church in the heart of men, those in pursuit of the truth, not the dogmas of men. And it's important to note that God did not write a single page in the Bible. The words came through men, deeply flawed men, written, rewritten, translated, retranslated, filtered through kings, priests, and politicians, and then argued over by 45,000 different Christian denominations who all swear they're the ones who are right for 2,000 years until it made it into your hands. If that's not confusing, I don't know what is. Now, this is something that Christians do not want to address because it destroys the entire idea that the Bible is flawless and all you need is this book, that mainstream Christianity has turned into something of an idol. And for further context, the Old Testament, God smiting people left and right, is not even the same personality as Jesus in the Gospels telling us to forgive our enemies. We're talking about two totally different characters. It's like trying to mix a Metallica concert with a Mr. Rogers neighborhood special and calling it one genre or religion. The God of the Old Testament is not the same God as the one that Paul wrote about in his letters, and neither are the same character as Jesus from the four Gospels. Jesus said something really interesting once. He said, be like little children. Kids do not need theological degrees. They need simple truth. The gospel was meant to be clear, freeing, and alive, not locked in denominational arguments and weaponized like the woke left and the stone-casting right, because the real gospel, the gospel that Jesus taught, is not about control. It's about freedom. So if the Bible is fallible, good. That means it's human. And if it's human, then the point was never the pages. It was the person. And he still says the same thing today. Follow me and be free.
What do y'all think What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to use a phrase that they used in the movie Menace to Society, when old boy said that, I can't quote it exactly like he said it, but he said if Muslim or whatever his religion, if Muslim's going to get him to closer to God, then so be it. I say this here, we all need a guidance. We all need guidance, right? So without the guidance, we'll be lost. So I feel what he's saying. A lot of the stuff he was saying about the Bible, blah, 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 blah. Oh, now, I agree. I got it, right? But it still don't negate the Bible. What it does is the Bible is a guide for us to try to live right by God. And living right by God is going to teach us to follow God. Not saying it's the ruling God. That's basically what he's saying. That's not a ruling God. But guess what? If it helps somebody to get closer to God, to live righteous and all that there, hey, I'm all for it. I can't knock it. You know what I'm saying? I understand what he's saying. I respect that. That's all it is. It's a guide. It's a guide to living right, follow the laws, the commandments, and all that. It's all good. It worked good for me. I'm okay with it. So that's my take on it. We all need guidance.
All right. Amen. But, you know, a lot of stuff I think he said is really something to think about, though. You know, it's definitely something to think about.
Well, if you think of, see, this thing, and this is why I want people to get twisted on this here, because of what he said. Because I heard this a few weeks ago before he even played this. I didn't know he was going to play this. I heard it. And I'm like, dang. Now, this can discourage folks about the Bible because people live their life by that. You know what I'm saying? They feel like, oh, that's true. And that's me. And I believe what the Bible is saying. But me believing that, am I wrong? Me following it and trying to abide by it, am I wrong? Will it get me closer to God? It'll help me follow God more. So if that's what it's going to do, then the Bible is doing what it was meant to do. whether it's written by human or man or whatever. I'm down. I'm all good for it.
Well, Michael Mitchell said, I truly understand what you're saying, my brother. That makes sense. When you said, it makes sense what you said, too. The book, I'll never stop believing in it. Right? But I get what this guy's saying also.
Yeah.
Because he don't know when it was written.
Exactly.
All right, what's your 2 points? Yes, sir, please.
We're all fathers.
Right.
We all have rules in our house.
Right.
Did we write the rules or our kids wrote the rules?
We wrote the rules.
Okay. The Bible was written by kids.
That was good.
The following Bible.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
Auntie, hold on. We got to stop the press. Stop the press. Auntie is in the building.
Auntie who?
Miss Robinson, Greg, Skip, Skip, Wise.
Hey,
Wise.
Auntie.
Auntie around the corner.
She's right here. Is she cooking Thanksgiving?
Auntie, she cooking something. And she gonna bring it right around here to
you. You are so crazy.
Right here.
I want to tell you, hey,
to her nephew.
Oh, whatever.
Salute
he got enough. All right. Karak say the problem is we supposed to follow the word of God and not the man of God, and we have forgotten, of course, because we're looking at the man and the woman of God and not the actual God's word.
Hold on,
which
since,
is true.
Since Auntie just chimed in, let's play that again.
You think she'll like that?
I need you to listen to this. And I need you to comment on this. Listen to this.
Let me find.
See, I need her. She just chimed in. I know she ain't hear all of that because she just logged in. So I need you to hear this, Auntie. So,
well, Troy wanted to hear it again, too, Mike Mitchell.
Also, turn down your TV. Turn up your ear,
your earpiece.
Your okay. earpiece, your
That's a shame, he said.
Turn up both of your ear things
cool.
that they gave you at the vet thing.
Where you at the vet?
The hearing aids.
Right here, crazy.
Turn up the hearing aids, Auntie. So you don't turn too high because you don't want that buzz.
You
distorted.
Ready?
Let's go. Auntie, let's in the building. Listen, here we go.
He was a Jew, and he didn't come to create a religion. The Bible, as we know it, didn't even exist when Jesus walked the earth. Not when Paul wrote his letters, not when Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John recorded their accounts. The Bible was literally compiled hundreds of years later by a pagan emperor for political reasons. That should tell you something. Now, does that mean we throw the Bible out? No, I love the Bible. I read the Bible every day. It's the most important book of my life. But it does mean we have to stop worshiping it like it's God and be honest with ourselves. And start listening to the truth that is behind it. And if you doubt me, do your own research. The Bible was literally voted on by a bunch of politicians and bishops in a room deciding what made the cut and what didn't, out of mounds of texts, centuries after the fact. That's like building your spiritual life around the minutes of a corporate board meeting. And Jesus never said, read my book, because the Bible didn't exist when Jesus was here. He said, follow me. His gospel was not about denominations, and it wasn't about brick-and-mortar churches. He was talking about the church in the heart of men, those in pursuit of the truth, not the dogmas of men. And it's important to note that God did not write a single page in the Bible. The words came through men, deeply flawed men, written, rewritten, translated, retranslated, filtered through kings, priests, and politicians, and then argued over by 45,000 different Christian denominations who all swear they're the ones who are right for 2,000 years until it made it into your hands. If that's not confusing, I don't know what is. Now, this is something that Christians do not want to address because it destroys the entire idea that the Bible is flawless and all you need is this book that mainstream Christianity has turned into something of an idol. And for further context, the Old Testament, God smiting people left and right, is not even the same personality as Jesus in the Gospels telling us to forgive our enemies. We're talking about two totally different characters. It's like trying to mix a Metallica concert with a Mr. Rogers neighborhood special and calling it one genre or religion. The God of the Old Testament is not the same God as the one that Paul wrote about in his letters, and neither are the same character as Jesus from the four Gospels. Jesus said something really interesting once. He said, be like little children. Kids do not need theological degrees. They need simple truth. The gospel was meant to be clear, freeing, and alive. not locked in denominational arguments and weaponized like the woke left and the stone casting right. Because the real gospel, the gospel that Jesus taught, is not about control. It's about freedom. So if the Bible is fallible, good. That means it's human. And if it's human, then the point was never the pages. It was the person. And he still says the same thing today. Follow me and be free.
All right.
Hey.
You asked for it, Katie, so what?
I need you to respond. Who, Mike, want to hear it again? Or
yeah, Mike Mitchell heard it again.
Hey, talk to us. Let us know how y'all feel about it.
Well, Lamarck says, go ahead, Tony.
Another thing is that the Bible, in my opinion, should just be a moral suggestion of how to live. You can't take the Bible literally, because we've already proven that we haven't done that. In the Bible, it says for the slaves to honor their masters. Yet, it clearly says that Jesus is black. The Bible took place in Africa. But you see how we Africans get treated. We see how black people get treated. So are we really listening to the Bible?
Well, you went a little deeper on that there, Tone Low, but I'm gonna leave that alone. I didn't need to hear from my
gonna put a pin
advisor
in.
Right there.
Put a pin in.
Now, if you wanna call in on both y'all, then just click on that that says YouTube, Anthony Edwards, the phone number is on.
Okay.
And also all the way free.
Gotcha. Sounds good, man. Lamarck says one of the problems is too many false prophets have perverted the word of God, discouraging would-be believers, thereby making the word of no effect. It has no effect.
Because a lot of them use it for their own will. Because, I mean, they use it
for their own purpose, man.
Yeah,
if they got a problem with, and remember, we got to move on to the next, got two more topics. But they use that. If they have a problem with you, they hide behind the word to get their point across, especially if they know you like God. I think that all this stuff, man, is you know, like he said, like Lamarck said, prophets and preachers here, man, they done made the word not believable. And we believed in them. Not that the word is not believable. It's the person that's delivering it that makes it unbelievable. Not all of them. Just some of them. But like we said about the officer, it only take one.
But that's why they say, study to show yourself approved. Like, man, in that whole recording. He said, you don't believe it? Go study for yourself and find out. Research for yourself. And that's what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes we'll listen to these preachers, man, and if you feel that something don't sound right, hey, take the time out yourself, man, and go in and study to show yourself too, to get an understanding for yourself. Make sure you pray for understanding when you start to read the Bible, because we need that.
You know? Got something you want to say, Tom?
No, I was reading.
Okay. Well, Mike Mitchell says, I'm getting from this young man is, well, it was some kind of politics somewhat involved in making the Bible. Yes. And like any situation, the big everybody want their hands in the cookie jar. But in my book, it's perfect. I can't ask for no more from the Bible. I never read the whole Bible, but what I know of the Bible is godly. Man, I'm proud they made it. Is what Mike.
Amen. Salute to you, Mike.
Troy, good job.
All day.
Good deal.
For sure.
Really good deal, man.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So you guys.
It is somewhat political, because if it's God's word, then no man needs to make it smaller or shrink it down, leave stuff out. It's God's word.
Right.
And I kind of believe what man was saying, because guess what? Don't they have something called the Book of the Lost Bible?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Bible's the law. That means that's the stuff that they decide to take out.
Take out. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they
do. So,
but you know, hey, man.
Auntie, I'm waiting on
it,
baby.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know how that goes.
Auntie's on me with that food.
You know, that's how it goes. She's you know?
She about to watch it. What?
You know?
No, she would need to be here.
So one of those things is we got, you know, we're talking about Thanksgiving. That's what this topic is. It's the second part of our Thanksgiving. We talk about love, religion, and giving. We just talked about the religion, so we're going to move forward with the giving. All right? Now, I want to ask you a question, Katie. Have you have you given lately?
Well, I done gave a whole lot. What do you want? What are you asking? You asked Katie.
All right, we're gonna
phrase that question appropriate for my audience, bro.
Okay, okay.
Because I have given.
Okay, this is how we're gonna do it. All right. Today we're gonna dive into something really special. It's the top five forms of giving, because it is always a good time to think about how we can give. Okay, so let's break it down. Number one, the number one thing of giving is, what do you think it is? Giving. The number one thing. What can you do? Do you feel that you're giving? What is giving? I'm gonna ask you that. What is giving?
Giving is giving.
What is giving?
Giving whatever you feel you want to give that's going to either help
somebody. What you think is important? Which one of those you think is important?
Anything I give is important, bro.
Right. I'm just, okay.
Anything I give.
There's a value to me and you.
Right. I give you.
Yeah. It's valuable. It's sacred. What I give. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? When I give it, it's delivered to the fact that it's very pleasing to the receiver. It's very pleasing to the receiver. That's why they call me the triple L. But anyway, that's another subject. No love. That's another subject.
I'm looking into the light.
Yes, the lights will blind you if you continue to look into the light. Like I said, what was that? What the movie? The light. What? The light bearer. What?
The number one most valuable thing that you could give somebody with giving is your time.
And why is that?
Because if you sit with somebody and spend time with them and just talk, Katie, it ain't about that. If you talk and just give them some insight or either motivate them or either help them out in a moment in time with your words, you know, because think about it, which we were just talking about the Bible, which is words that motivates us, right? That helps us, those words. So the words coming from you would do the same thing. If God say we're made in his image and his form, your words can help motivate somebody, not just have to be giving, you know, in that kind of way.
And I
just sit and talk.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree with you. You sit there and listen, and you talk with them, and just like the Bible says, you know, you talk with them. The Bible says multiply. So I talk with them to make sure that they talk with them, to make sure we get that end result, we multiply.
But you know, your first answer was spot on, Katie. Say it again, please. I don't think it hurt you.
I don't even remember what I said. It'll be
on YouTube tomorrow, Troy. Go ahead.
Time
is the number one thing.
You can't get it back.
Exactly.
Right. That's priceless. But it's priceless. That means that you really care, because you can't get that back. Right? You can't. See, some people think that you got to give something to get something. You got to give something to give something. Get something.
Get something.
Get something.
Okay.
Right? So. Number two, number one was giving your time. Number two, sharing your skills or knowledge. If you can teach someone something new, you're giving them a gift that can last a long time.
Amen. I teach them a lot of things that's good that they never ever experienced before in their life. So guess what? They can take that and show someone else, say, hey, no, this is how you should. Because this is how I was taught. If you're trying to make me feel better, you need to do.
And so this is right. Our Thanksgiving podcast,
right,
y'all.
But
this
right.
is thankful. This is our Thanksgiving podcast right now.
Right.
This is what we do on our Thanksgiving podcast.
But this is right.
Boo. That ain't what we do.
But you're right, though.
Go ahead. I'm not listening to him.
I'm gonna piggyback.
Go ahead.
What he
don't say piggyback, because he's going to talk about from behind then. Don't do it. Don't
you
do
it.
Don't say piggyback.
You can give a man a fish, he'll eat.
But you what? What you got?
But if you teach a man a fish,
come on.
He'll eat.
Come on, priest.
That's purposely right, but that ain't what he was talking about.
It's the same thing.
His mind is muddied up right now.
Real raw and authentic.
His mind is muddied up.
Same thing.
That's the problem. Number three.
Thanksgiving, baby.
Number three.
Multiply.
Okay. Number three is emotional support. You know, sometimes just being there to listen, just being there to listen or offer a shoulder to lean on is the greatest gift of all. Sometimes, because you know, we go through a lot. You know what I'm saying? So that's number three.
So little precious girl for watching, and we see you.
Number four, hey, what's happening? Appreciate you chiming in on everybody. Appreciate y'all.
Oh, we just gave away $50. We're finna give away some more. So y'all stay tuned. Yes, yes. Y'all YouTube thing.
I had a phrase too. Huh? Got one mouth, two ears.
Yes. One mouth, two ears. And that was built that way for a reason.
What's the best thing, though?
The ears.
What's the best thing, though?
The best thing is your ear.
Hear what they want and deliver.
All right, so listen, man. This is not the show we set out to do, y'all. Just to let y'all know that.
I don't know what you're emotional support,
material and financial gifts. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about number four: material and fancy gifts. Straightforward, but always helpful. Donate gifts or just a little financial help can go big difference. What do you think about that, Katie?
Oh, man,
about getting gifts and all that? What about that? How you feel about that? Is that a part of giving? Is that an important part of giving?
I won't say it's an important part of giving, but it's some people depend on the time of the year as far as giving part. You know, on the Thanksgiving part, simply on Thanksgiving, that's irrelevant. My personal opinion. Now, unless we're giving to help someone like doing tonight, you know, giving away $50, you know, to those folks, you know, that. But other than that, everything, it's a good.
Right.
A special time of that year.
Better believe it. Number five, offering encouragement or inspiration. A few kind words can really light up someone's path at the start. Sometimes you got to be kind to people, you guys. We have to make sure that we try to motivate each other because you never know when you're going to need that back and be kind. You know, a lot of times, man, we just let people that we say we love, we back on that again. Well, we show love the wrong way sometimes. And it's not proper because I know if I have a problem, I go to my two guys right here. I got a couple more partners that I talk to. But, you know, some of them are deeper than others. Some of them I can go to and lay my heart on the counter. Some of them I can go and lay my heart on the counter, but it's on a plate. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but those kind words can go far. To more to help somebody. So you guys don't forget that, man. That's number five. You know what I'm saying? So you had your five. Let me redo them one more time. Is the first one is volunteering and giving a little bit of your time. The second one is sharing skills and knowledge that can go on for life. The third one is emotional support, which you help somebody when they're down and out. You be there for them. You know what I mean? And financial gifts is number four, by, you know, looking out for somebody like we're doing tonight. Right.
Absolutely.
For Thanksgiving, we're helping people out. And number five is offering encouragement and inspiring people. So you got to remember those five things, those five kind gestures, those five giving things, because not always when you say, yeah, I do give. I gave to this man on the side of the street. I gave to this person. Not necessarily. That's not only giving. That's not only giving, man.
But
giving
is five.
It's a part. But it's so many other elements that mean so much more. That's why giving financials was number four.
But that may be number one.
No, because your encouraging word. Hold on. I mean, I'm plain and simple to you. Your encouraging words can last a lifetime, but that money you give them can go in a day.
It can save them that day.
But what you can give them can go long term. They can always go back because I have things that we talked about way back in Greer Drive that when I'm down and out and I be sitting thinking some time and this word is bomb. I sit and think some time and now I remember what we talked about. I'm like, dang, that is right.
And I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yes, sir. Luke.
Yes.
What if you can't fluent Spanish?
A who?
Fluent.
Okay, fluent. You got to explain that to
they have
folks
bound,
like me,
bro. They have all kind of money.
Okay.
Lots of money.
Got it.
But whenever you did something, never give you any encouragement
that
you can do better. So, what's more important, that money or that other form of love?
In that situation, it's the other form of love.
So, I agree. I find it odd that money was even.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, that's not, like Mr. Mitchell said, not only that giving, that's priceless. Little things you can do in life, just sitting down, talking, most definitely. Listening to somebody means so much more in these days and age. This world is crazy we live in, which is true. Just sitting and talking to somebody, man, go go a long way. And it can help you beyond whatever somebody give you that can be gone that day or it can be gone. Look at this money we're giving out today. And we hoping that these five giving things help you in the future. That's why we're doing this. Even though we're giving out money, we know that's going to be gone by Thursday. But if we can give you encouraging words like we're doing right now, that can help you pass Thanksgiving. It can go clean the Christmas, New Year. If we encourage somebody in the right way, you never know. Mental health, like Mike Mitchell said, mental health is crazy out there right now. But you know what can stop somebody from being mental sometimes? It's just encouraging words.
Yeah,
not giving them no dollar, not giving them money, none of that. Because that's the way we live in, which is a damn good point. I'm sorry, I mean to cuss.
Absolutely.
Damn good point, Mr. Mitchell. Damn good point. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a cheer for that. Damn good point. That was awesome, man.
If we're going to give away another piece of
dollars, yeah, we are. Whatever.
But I want to give a question for them to answer, but they have to answer within 15 seconds of me giving them this question because a lot of people try to Google. So if they don't get it in 15 seconds, we don't get a response in 15 seconds, Tone Loc, help us out.
Yes, sir.
If we don't get a response in 15 seconds, then nobody wins because people will Google real quick. But I want you to answer this question because it was shocking to me when I find it. I did this question on my job to my, you know, for this Thanksgiving. The question is this. What Christmas song was written originally for Thanksgiving? What Christmas song was written originally for Thanksgiving? Countdown. Y'all put it in here. If you
two,
get
count
it,
three, count loud.
You say it, post it, you get 15, you
five,
get $50.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I'm giving them
30.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That's it. I ain't going no 30.
Say the question again. What song was
it? What Christmas song? Right now is a big song for Christmas, but that song was actually written and it was intended for Thanksgiving, but not Christmas. But now they use it for Christmas.
You can tell us not because ain't nobody want it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. And after this, then y'all can Google it. It's what you think? Well, I didn't give my people multiple choice, but it's
what is it?
Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving.
Did not know that.
And it was not written for Christmas.
Wow. And they used that. That's the big one now.
And in the song Jingle Bells, something about the sleigh, but it was the sleigh of taking them. The sleigh was supposed to be taking the turkey and all that there to deliver and all of that. That was the Jingle Bell song was for Thanksgiving and not Christmas.
Wow. All right, so we're going to move right along. The last segment, we talked about religion. We talked about giving. And the last one we're going to talk about is love.
Love.
We want to talk about what is your love language? Do you know what that is?
Oh, love language coming.
What is your love language? What? We want somebody to let us know what's your love language, man. Because you're right. It goes in many different forms, right?
Yes.
But, you know, it's you have certain ones that's
there's
really
no right or wrong.
No, it isn't. Language, no, right? It isn't. I'm going to say
there's
that you're
no
not.
Right or wrong love language.
It's not. It's not.
If
but
it's
I can tell you
language,
this.
It's their love language.
All right, so divorce, what's your love language? I'm going to ask you that two-tone, Logan. I'm going to say mine. What's your love language?
Let's go rock.
You say what?
Hold up. No, not yet.
My love language?
Seriously.
I'm trying to be serious. My love language?
Yep.
I don't
what do you do to show love? What's your language?
First of all, I'm a provider. So
okay, that's your love language.
I'm a provider. I'll make sure I make sure everything is good. Make sure I got you.
Gotcha.
Whatever it is, have that.
You know what? You know what? I feel you on that because I've lived that. For sure. I believe that is. What you got, Tom? What's your love language? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing for you to, because that's what it says on this.
Right.
It's one thing for you, for me to know that you love me, but it's another thing for me to hear that you love me.
Right. That's affirmation.
Oh, by saying.
By saying. Speaking.
Well, I mean, you can say what you want to say.
But that's his love language, though. Yeah. That's what he liked to let the people know. In other words, he like to let the people know that he really cares.
That's real.
Him, right? Gotcha. That's what he does.
No, I got
some people do that, and some people don't.
I got
you know, but that's his thing.
You
know what I'm saying? So it's that's his word. What's your love language? Let us know what your love language is, Mr. Mitchell.
But, hey, look, what's your love language?
Right.
Let me know who's on here.
That's his.
What's your love language? Who else on here? What's y'all love?
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go down the list. The first one is words of affirmation, which Tony said, which is loving. You know what I'm saying? Loving and being told and like to hear it. I think my love language is I can't tell you. I don't know.
Oh, No. No. You better come up with something, crazy. You better.
Okay, my love language is, I would say affirmation also, because I like to encourage. I like to be, I like to be there for you, man. And I like to,
It has to be reciprocated.
Right, it has to be reciprocated. But I think that's my thing, is that I try to be.
Don't need no reciprocation. Hold up. Love language don't need no reciprocation because you ain't giving it to get no reciprocation.
You're right. Go ahead, explain yourself real quick.
Okay. When things that you love like, you may like to hear it.
No,
or you may like to give it.
I like to give it.
But
he's saying it's two ways.
It is two ways.
Because what he just said. Nobody got to give it back to you. He's saying it's the way I say it. I can say it this way, or I can say it this way, is what he's saying. It's two different ways.
What's your love language?
I like to say it. I like for them to know how I feel about it.
Okay.
That's my love language. I like for them to know, hey, check this out, man. This is what's up, blah, 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 boy. I ain't scared to say I love you. I ain't scared to do it. That's my love language.
If you say it, they can take it to the bank.
Right, pretty much. Especially if I'm coming from my heart, man.
So whatever it is.
You know what I'm saying? That's my love language.
You know,
words of affirmation. Number two is acts of service. For people who speak this love language, action speaks louder than words. Now, I can tell you, I would think that's my wife's. That's my wife.
Show and tell.
You know what I'm saying? She stand by her word all day. I give it up, and I don't like, I don't usually talk about it on the show. She don't like it anymore if I did. But that, I would say that's her. All right, receiving gifts. Who love language is that? I don't want you if that's your love language. Do you want them if that's your love language?
I don't do gifts.
They want to receive gifts? I don't care about number four. Number three can go to hell. All right, quality time. Everybody, ooh, quality time is a love language. That's what you were saying earlier, Katie. Quality time is that. All right? Physical touch is number five. See how low it is on the pole? All your stuff that you was all tingling in your stomach about is all on the low part. You see that?
But it's there.
Damn that. It's there.
See, it is there. So, case closed. LLL.
Yeah, whatever.
Triple
L,
baby.
Whatever, man. You know, so it's one of those things, man. You know, it's one of those things. We just got to remember, man, this is Thanksgiving season, you guys. And we're going to give away some more money really quick. We're going to go back to back. We're going to go straight to seven.
We got one already.
So we got six more.
Well, we had two.
We got six more to go.
Six more to go.
Right? Yep. Can you track that in your phone? You have a notepad or something. You remember that name because I don't want to get these people's
Jessica
names
Pete.
Lost. It was Angela Jameson, Jessica.
No,
okay.
No, Jessica P is the one who won the first.
Right, okay.
Jessica P.
Right, okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and turn. We're going to spin some more, right?
Spin some Yes, I'm open.
Y'all ready? So please help me remember the name.
Okay.
All right, so afterwards, I have to write them down. I don't want to tell about it. So we're going to have to get up, and I'm going to have to put it over there for you guys to check out. Tony, you ready?
Yeah.
And we're going to go. We're going to go back to back to back, okay?
Let's do it.
We're going to go back to back because we don't press the time. We're going to go back to back to back. You tell me when you see it.
Yep.
That's Critter.
Yep.
That's good. You ready?
Yep.
All right, we're going to. Woodlock.
Woody Woodlock.
You got to remember that name now.
Woody Woodlock.
You got it?
All day, Tolo. Dude's got to remember that. There. That was.
I'm take him off.
Woodlock.
So number two.
Woody you Wood.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, next. Love. Love. The next. You got me?
Love. Right. That's the name?
That's the name. Yes, sir. Facebook name. Instagram. I mean, you know, YouTube name. Love. You got it? All right. You ready? All right. How many is that? Her name is M. Her name is E-M-A-L-Y-A. You got that? You got that written down?
E-M-A-L-Y-A.
Yes, that's the name.
Got it?
You got it? Everybody got it? All right. Can you still see Tony? Oh, you still see it? All right. Is it? Can you see it through the phone? Can you see it through the phone?
Yours.
Can you see it through the phone? I want to make sure you can see it. All right. Ready? Ready?
Let's go.
All right. How many is that, Tony?
That's three. That's
four.
Three.
That's four.
What's up, Jessica? Okay, got it.
Jessica P.
I got you. I
already
got you. She already won. I got you. Got all the winners. I got them down.
All right, who is it? Who's the first one?
Jessica P.
Jessica P. Woodlock, Emily. Mm-hmm. Well, Fat Money was first. Jessica P. Emily.
My arm hurts.
Let's go.
You ready?
Asha?
Yeah.
Asha.
AJA.
AJA.
Yep, removing it.
Huh?
I'm removing it.
Let's go.
Ready? You good?
Ready? You good?
Hey, it's all
you
done.
Ready? Let's are
go.
We ready?
Let's go.
All right.
The Urban?
Nope, let's tell you. Oh, the
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany. L-A-T-T-T-T in the building, baby.
You got it? You got it? I'm removing her. How many is that? How many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I said 6, right?
That's 6.
All right.
Six. No, that's 6 total.
Good. Yep, that's where we're going.
That's 6?
We're going.
Okay.
All right. Let me do one more test for that.
Yeah.
All right. One more test for that. Ready? It's the last one.
Who that?
That's it. That's 7, right?
Tell it to me.
I got it right here. You can see it.
I can't see it. What is it?
It's a Z-H-A-L-I-K-K-A Davidson. Got it?
Got it.
All right. We good with that, right?
Hey, we got Ms. everybody. Mary.
Huh?
Miss Mary's on here.
Oh, Lord.
Mary. Why you bugging?
Hey, Miss Mary.
Congratulations to all the winners, baby.
All of our winners.
Going to get them some of that.
Going to give me a cheer for all that. All the winners. You know what I'm saying? Which is good. We appreciate everybody. Oh, yeah, Tony, good job. Hey, Miss Mary, how are you? And Tony's behind the camera. He's behind the camera. You know what I mean? So we gave away. We got all the money. We got all the people. Okay. Now, everybody who won to claim this money, you have to contact me on Luke Stroh Facebook page, and we'll talk about how you get your money. But I really wish you'd have Zelle. I really want you to have Zelle.
Now,
talk to me.
Did we do enough to make sure we have one backup?
We did enough. We're done.
Did we have one backup?
What do you mean one backup? No. Okay. Yeah, backup gonna think they won the money. All right. Okay. 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 I knew that, Tony.
Okay.
I already knew that, man. Come on, man. I'm better than that. All right, so everybody, we know who the winners are. Did you put a name? But did you put the names, all the names in my feed? Okay. Good deal. All right, Facebook family. Hey, Miss Mary, say hello, Tony. You see that?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Miss Mary. KD wants you to come on the show because he say he has a couple of choice words for you.
Miss Mary don't want to see me. She still wanted me, baby. You better know it.
Miss Mary, this young man,
Miss Mary, Stevie wanted me all day long.
You hear him, Miss Mary?
You better know it.
And I don't know why he messed with you, but
Mary, why you?
I don't get it. But listen, you guys, check this out. We're going to be, thanks with everybody's help and everybody doing, and please continue to go to our YouTube page and subscribe, please. Still continue to go to our YouTube page and subscribe. It don't cost you money.
Because you never know what will happen. Like we subscribe, right, and we may give right you some love.
Miss Mary said you don't want in not none of her. Yeah, he don't, Miss Mary. He don't understand.
So listen,
you guys. We want you guys to know that we're changing our format, and we're going to be going to YouTube here very soon. We're going to let y'all know 2 episodes in advance that we're going to be streaming live from our actual Corner Pocket Podcast YouTube page, and we'll all be going over there watching our show live because we need to film from our pocket. Katie, they heard me too, didn't they?
Yep,
Katie,
yep,
people know. Michael Mitchell, yes, did you see any of my comments? Yes, I did, Troy. I read them all. I read the most of your comments, brother. I read most of all your comments, and they were damn good. We all agreed. So, yes, sir, I did see them, and I did read them, brother. You know, so we got to make sure that we remember we going to YouTube, okay? And we trying to get out of here. We ain't trying to hold y'all long. So we're going to let you guys know, man, we thank y'all so much for all the hard work. And I hope everybody contact me. Contact me ASAP to get your money, man, so we can make sure that you have your money.
And guess what? Y'all contact Katie with Kev Dunn. Yeah, page also. Either one of our pages, Anthony L.
Yeah, I don't even know your page.
Anthony L.
And put producer on there so they know you can produce the podcast.
Let
us know.
Inbox us and say, hey.
Yeah.
And give us your name so we can get y'all those $50 before Thanksgiving. When?
I'm trying to get it to them tomorrow because Thanksgiving only a day away.
All right.
But it's going to be easier for me to send Zelle because I don't have all those other ones. And it comes directly from my bank account that they gave me the money to go in my bank account. So it comes directly from there, but they need to contact me, and I need to talk. No, ain't going to be none of that.
If they ain't got Zelle.
Well, they're going to call and find. I'll find out first. I'll find out if they got it. They'll call me, and we'll figure it out between me and them.
We ain't finna, okay.
Between me and them, we'll figure it out. They'll have their money.
We ain't finna have my folks out there talking about, I got to get Zelle and all that.
Yeah, they need to instead of. Stop getting that. Hey, Tony, watch your
ass.
Stop getting that old book.
I don't know what's wrong with
it. Hey, Tony. Stop getting that broke ass Cash App shit and move up.
Stop dealing with that old ghetto shit. Where they steal all your money and sell.
No, man, they don't.
Go to the bank. I'm gonna tell you something. Now I heard about all that.
In Zelle, bro. In Zelle, who's that?
Don't somebody answer, that ain't got Zelle.
Hit in. No, just clear it. Yeah, the red. So we got to make sure that y'all upgrade. We can't keep using that broke shit.
Nah,
because
I'm
gonna tell you, with my Zelle, I'm able to do. Well, I do mine for
me.
I do mine for big dog reasons.
Where they're at.
Well, keep in mind, you know, if they don't have Zelle,
I'm just messing with you, roughing this up. I'm just messing.
Don't stop it.
Oh, Miss Mary told me not to trust you, and I ain't.
Ain't you better not, Miss Mary?
I'm not gonna trust you. I'm not gonna trust you.
She's a wise one, Miss Mary.
$40 CPPC charge.
Yes, sir. We gonna charge y'all if you don't have Zelle. So you won 50, but you're going to get 22. So you better get Zell. I'm just playing. We're going to make sure y'all happy. Just hit us up, man, and we want to make sure we take care of y'all.
I would say send it, give it to me and my Cash App, but my Cash App in the negative.
That's the half of them Cash App in the negative.
That's good. They let you go in the negative.
See, that's the problem. Nope. You don't need to be going in no negative. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, we excited about the holiday, man. So one more time, what you doing for the holiday, Katie? What you got going on, man? Your voice.
Whatever God got planned for me, man. True. I'm hopefully.
And you know what? I want you. You know what I want you to do, man, to sign us off, Katie. Please.
What's up?
I want you to seriously.
I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, you can. See. Yeah, you can. I want you to give us a word of thanks. I want you to give us some good stuff right now. You know what I mean?
That good stuff?
I mean serious good stuff. You know what I mean?
Good stuff.
You know what I mean? For real, good stuff. No joke.
Well, I ain't gonna give the good stuff because good stuff may make a brother get all teary at it. But amen. Not, you know,
you give it to him just the way you want to.
Awesome. Bro. Honestly, man, thankful, man. I'm just thankful for life, man, because you know, especially this year, bro. Life has been a real challenge for a brother. You know, brother went through some things and God brought him through. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going through some things. Everybody know about my eye situation and all that there. You know, and I'm still going through it. So I thank God for the doctors, man. I thank God for being able to go somewhere to get something done that was not even in existence 20 years ago. Other than that, I would be blind right now if it wasn't in existence. So I'm definitely grateful for that, man. Grateful for life, man. Grateful for my family, man, friends. Man, I'm grateful for just being on this earth and having another chance to correct whatever wrong I had made yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So every day we wake up, I'm thankful for it. So that's my thing.
You know how I look at every day when you wake up? That's God saying, I'm going to give my son one more chance.
One more.
Because I love him so much. He didn't have it right yesterday. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him a chance today or another day. Yes, what you got, Tone? Yes, what's your thankful?
I'm just going to say, Kiki.
All right.
K-E-K-E.
Uh-huh.
Kidney.
Oh, Lord. Woo! He ain't never lied. Tony boy, Kiki. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Two kidneys and two eyes. Kiki.
Amen.
K-E-K-E. Amen. Boy, we the K-E crew.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what I'm
Amen.
Saying? We all, what you thankful for, Tone Loke?
My family.
Yes, sir.
My loved ones.
Yes, sir.
Life.
Yes, sir.
I'm able to see another day.
Yes.
Long
yes, sir. You know?
In the struggle.
Yes, sir.
I mean, to appreciate life.
Yes, sir.
One more, I got to be thankful for my faith. I'm telling you, because if it wasn't for my faith, man, I know I wouldn't be here right now because of my faith. So, I know if I ask God to move that tree and move it over there to that side, I believe I know what thank you for it. Because that's how strong my faith is. So I'm grateful for the faith that I have in my God.
Yeah, man. And you know me, man, I'm really thankful for y'all too. Because I come to y'all with everything, you know? And you know what's up.
All day.
And Tony, you've been with us since we've been in the sandbox. You've been riding with us, man. And look at this journey we're on together. And we've been keeping our foot to the fire and it's getting better and better and better. And that's only because God sees us being consistent and not giving up when the world wants us. You know, so you have to be thankful for those things. I'm thankful for my children, man. I think I have the most awesome children in the world. I really do. You know, I think that my kids are awesome. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I had my kidney transplant twice. You know, some people still waiting on one. You know, and I had it twice. So that means God got me here for a reason, I believe. And out of all, man, you know, I thank you for my family, my brother, my mama, my brother, my sister, everybody. I'm just thankful for the whole camp. You know what I'm saying? But my wife, she all the way on a whole different level. She definitely do exactly what God said. What they call her? What they call the women in the Bible? The virtuous woman?
The virtuous woman.
I believe my wife is that.
A whole lot of things in you know, the Bible,
but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I know what they call her.
I just want to make sure you got that.
I know that, but that's why I said the virtuous woman.
You talking about my women? Or you talking about mine?
The virtuous woman. You know, I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful for all the people that's actually saved us like Miss Mary and did stuff for us.
Miss who? Yes, Miss Mary. All just time, Miss Mary. Man.
Thank
blessings
you. You know what I'm saying?
And that's real talk.
So, you know, we're thankful. And we're thankful for the way God is going to elevate us for the next year. We're going to be able to do things different and better for you guys, give y'all a better good look. And remember, we got our little first debut in our movie coming up. They're going to be filming us live, so we're going to let y'all know about that.
Mama!
So y'all can call in.
We made it, Mama! We about to be in a movie!
But we thankful, man, that God sent that man to turn around. Hollywood is his name. Sent that man to turn around and come back and find us because he liked what we was doing. A lot of people ain't paying no attention to us, but that's okay. Because when you're an assassin, we don't want you to pay attention.
See, because
before we sneak up on you, boy, and cut your throat. And y'all will be like, y'all will see us then.
And
we're an assassin.
And not trying to get biblical, but getting biblical. But the Bible says that the first will be last, and the last will be what?
First. So, you got anything else, KD, the voice you would like to say, brother?
Man, I ain't.
Hey, will you get my little speaker over there to make sure I'm straight? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
please, real quick. Hold on 1 second. We're going to come back. We want to just leave y'all with some encouraging music. You know, and when we leave here. You know what I mean? Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to make sure. What you finna say, the voice? I'm so sorry for bothering
you. I was going to say, man, we definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all already know your boy, KD, the voice, going to bring it to y'all kind of ways. Real raw, authentic, real raw and ratchet. Have you get it? I'm going to give it to you, baby, because guess what? Everybody is not saved, so I'll make sure I bring it to the people on the streets as well, because everybody have feelings. Everybody want to write the book, the Bible, want to be guided, so we try to guide them and all that there, but y'all already know, this is your boy, KD the Voice, man. Bring it to y'all kind of ways, man. Y'all just make sure y'all stay blessed and know that y'all are.
And just to let y'all know a little bit about our dynamic, you know, we definitely, the way me and the voice is, we've been that way for a long time because we're brother, you know, and he's my younger brother, and sometimes he do his thing, you know what I'm saying? And I come as a bigger brother. That's why our dynamic is so good, because we both love each other, but we brothers, and we respect each other, you know what I'm saying? So that's why our dynamic, that's why I'll be a certain way, he'll be buck wild, but that's what we do, and that's what make us who we are. And I'm very thankful for that because a lot of people don't have. And authentic. All day. Yeah, and remember, my name is Mr. Lucchese, and we just gave away money. We gave away money showing that we care.
Yes, sir.
We don't get a chip for that. And we care, man. So that's what's up. You know what I mean? So we're going to leave y'all with this. We're going to leave y'all with this.
What we leaving them with, baby?
Hold on, my bad. I ain't mean to do it like that. You know.
I don't know what that was.
You know what I'm talking about? That one song that people be listening to.
Okay.
Nah, we're gonna leave y'all with this. It's gonna be a lovely day, and it was a lovely day.
Yes,
and we don't own the rights to this song.
We don't own the rights to this music.
We don't own the rights to this space. We don't
not
own the rights
Facebook,
to this.
We don't.
We're gonna
not own the rights.
Yes, sir. We own the rights. Hey, man, y'all have a good holiday, and thank you guys very much.
Big